campaigning in Florida this morning, Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin again brought up Senator Obama's associations with a 60s radical bomber, William Ayers.
This is someone who sees America as imperfect enough to work with a former domestic terrorist who had targeted his own country.
And Senator Obama had this response on the nationally syndicated Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Last couple of days, while Senator McCain's campaign's been engaging in the low road, we've been talking about health care and how we can make sure that every single American can get health care.
With 29 days to go, the presidential race grows increasingly personal. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is with us. Ron, why this turn now?
It's all about the numbers, Alex. If you look at the polls that are out this morning, there are four major national tracking polls entailing 7,500 interviews around the country. AP, the Gallup poll, the Rasmussen, the GW Battleground poll, they're all in, and they all have almost identical numbers. They all show Obama ahead nationwide, 7 points or 8 points. And the picture in the Battleground states that the two candidates care most about is not prettier for John McCain. So what's not working has to be changed. Whether or not this is the only other tactic they could go to, it's certainly one we expected to see sooner or later. We're seeing it sooner.
Sooner, really, you had expected later, hadn't you? I mean, this is something that might come up in the last week of the campaign.
The old saw is that you wait until after the World Series. That's when the American people really focus in on the presidential election as the main event. There's no time for that anymore. Baseball is going until the very end of October. The election is on November 4th, and the McCain campaign simply can't wait for a turnaround that long. They need to do something either with the debates or with a change of tactics or by somehow getting the United States to see Barack Obama a little differently.
So Senator Obama, it turns out, was not unprepared for this event. He has his own response that he must have been working on for a while.
Surely they have several responses. The first is they're going to say they're on the high road and they're just talking about issues. But secondly, they're also going to ask questions about what we may have been learning about John McCain's temperament lately by some of his changes of tactics. The key word that tends to come up, the buzzword, is erratic. And then the third thing that the Obama people are trotting out is they say, hey, if we're going to talk about 40 years ago and Bill Ayers, why don't we talk about 20 years ago and Charlie Keating? That's the guy that John McCain and four other senators sat down with. And Charlie Keating, when asked whether or not he thought he was buying influence with these senators, said, gee, I sure hope so. I spent a lot of money here. And John McCain was essentially given a slap on the wrist by a Senate committee later on and said it was just poor judgment. He didn't do anything that was really unethical. Some of the other senators caught it a little worse. And John McCain went on to become a champion of reform in the Senate, particularly with respect to campaign financing.
So that was the notorious savings and loan scandal. Today we have this financial meltdown. A lot of people really worried about their personal circumstances. Is this a time to be going into personality politics?
No one would idealize it. Obviously, the McCain campaign would prefer to be ahead. They'd prefer to be talking about his record in the Vietnam War. They would prefer to be talking about everything he did for reform. And they would like to be talking about his plans for the economy. But none of that has proven to be enough. And it seems to be getting away from them. And there doesn't seem to be a clean enough line out of the McCain campaign about the economy to make that the pivot point. So they're looking for another one. And that's why we are where we are.
Nashville debate tomorrow night. What are you expecting?
I expect John McCain is going to have to bring some of this personalized attack to that debate, and he has to do it himself. He's, of course, test marketing it right now with his vice presidential running mate, Sarah Palin. She can go a certain distance. She's got the media talking about it. But to really sell it to the voters, John McCain's going to have to put it forward himself in that debate tomorrow night in the town hall format.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with us again. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.